Hello folks, my name is Gene Tatum and I'm the CEO of Valley Medical Group. At Valley, we are currently in the research and development stage of effective protocols for the use of medical marijuana. Unfortunately, in the United States, R&D at the federal level is prohibited by law as it is considered a Schedule I drug with no medical use. Various states, however, are finding valuable use in the application of marijuana to various infirmities. Valley decided in 2016 to headquarter in Colombia. That's right, Colombia, as in South America and Pablo Escobar. Here in Colombia, there are no restrictions on research and development of treatments for any ailment or disease. Visit our website at www.valleymedgroup.com. That's www.valleymedgroup.com. There, you will find valuable information about many diseases and applicable treatments, not only with cannabis, but other experimental drugs. What is THCA and how do you find it? Non-psychoactive tetrahydrocannabinolic acid, THCA, is one of the most abundant therapeutic compounds produced by the raw cannabis plants. Even though many cannabis enthusiasts already know that inhaling and ingesting cannabis has a wealth of therapeutic properties, there are many surprising benefits of keeping the plant raw. This raises a lot of important questions. What is THC exactly? How can you make the most of it? And what do we mean by raw cannabis? Raw cannabis refers to fresh cannabis, the fresh cannabis flower, leaves, stem, and other parts, even into the roots that have not been dried, cured, or heated. This is important because raw cannabis is abundant in compounds called cannabinoid acids, including THCA and CBDA, which are actually non-psychoactive precursors to the cannabinoids THC and CBD. THCA only transforms into mind-bending THC with heat and or age. While many write of the THC as an inactive cannabis compound, that sentiment couldn't be farther from the truth. Although much or many cannabis researchers have focused on psychoactive THC, a growing body of evidence suggests that THCA may have crucial healing powers on its own. What is THCA exactly? Psychoactive THC may have the greater reputation, but overlooking the potential of raw THCA is a grave error. The THCA molecule is birthed from another cannabinoid acid, cannabigenerolic acid. Aside from its medicinal properties, the THCA is thought to have many functions for the cannabis plant. Excuse the Spanish usage of cannabis. Research suggests that THCA protects leaves from harmful UVB light radiation. Additional research has found that THCA produces necrosis in cannabis leaves. This is pretty intriguing since THC resides in the trichome rosin, glands that sit on the surface of the cannabis leaves and flowers. When cannabis plants secrete this chemical into their leaves, it causes cells to die. This is necrosis. In a way, THCA is sort of like an external immune system that gives the plant the ability to prune itself and recycle nutrients to other parts of the plant. The cannabinoid acid may also help defend the plant against microbial pathogens. When humans consume THCA, they are consuming part of the natural pharmacy that the cannabis plant creates to protect itself. So, you ask, why is THCA beneficial for people? It is far from a benign molecule that simply passes through the body. Instead, this non-psychoactive compound has far-reaching potential in the human body. There are five reasons why THCA should be part of your diet. First, THCA has anti-inflammatory effects. Inflammation is a painful condition that many people know all too well. A 2011 study published in the Biological and Pharmaceutical Bulletin found that THCA is a potent anti-inflammatory. THCA inhibits two enzymes commonly targeted by non-steroidal anti-inflammatory NSAID medications like aspirin. These two enzymes are COX-1 and COX-2. Both of these enzymes synthesize pro-inflammatory prostaglandins, which are thought to contribute to pain, fever, and swelling. The laboratory research found that THCA treatment inhibited both COX-1 and COX-2 by over 30%, which is significant, folks. An additional study published in 2014 suggests that psychoactive THC actually boosts COX enzymes. The 2011 research is important, as it suggests that THCA has some anti-inflammatory potential that is different from its euphoric offspring. In 2014, another study even went farther and suggested that the COX-2 inhibitors like THCA may increase the medical potential of psychoactive THC treatments. Or in other words, why not use THCA combined with THC at the same time? The second, neuroprotective antioxidant. What is THC's effect on your brain cells and nervous system? A 2012 study published in Phytomedicine found that THCA was protective against an oxidative neurotoxin that is used to model Parkinson's disease. You see, the challenge with Parkinson's disease is that dopamine-producing neurons in the brain die off, contributing to disordered movement. Though this 2012 study examined mouse cultures, the researchers concluded that both THCA and psychoactive THC protected dopamine-producing neurons from dying. Various compounds in the cannabis plant are neuroprotective antioxidants. This means that they help protect nerve cells from oxidative stress. Oxidative stress occurs when the body cannot properly detoxify or repair the damage caused by free radicals. Pollutants and UV radiation contribute to the formation of free radicals that can cause harm to the body. However, free radicals are created naturally as breakdown products within the body. They're usually fine, but can contribute to disease if they are not properly neutralized. Reactive agents like free radicals steal electrons from other compounds, damaging DNA, lipids, proteins, and cells. This can contribute to cancer and other diseases, like degenerative neurological disorders. When this detoxification process is out of whack, the body cannot properly restore itself to health, and free radicals continue to wreak havoc. Antioxidants are compounds that reduce oxidative stress and then neutralize electron-stealing chemical agents. As a potential potent antioxidant, it may be beneficial to include a little more THCA into daily life. Anti-cancer. Cancer is a big one, folks. As mentioned above, researchers have suggested that THCA produces necrosis in plant cells. In humans, this ability may be useful in cancer treatment. Cancer cells have stopped responding to normal cell death triggers. Early preclinical research shows that THCA may hinder the growth of prostate cancer cells. A 2013 study published in British Journal of Pharmacology, found that THCA had an anti-proliferative effect on prostate cancer cells. THCA is not considered the most potent anti-cancer cannabinoid. In fact, the study articulated that CBD and CBC were the most effective against prostate carcinoma cells. Still, this adds further evidence that including a THC-rich dietary cannabis into a treatment regime may be worthwhile. Early research of psychoactive THC suggests that the cannabinoid can actually trigger cell death in prostate cancer. Anti-emetic. Tired of vomiting? Some raw cannabis juice might help. A 2013 research published by the British Journal of Pharmacology indicates that THCA has anti-emetic properties. Emesis is a fancy term for vomiting. After making a few rats and shrews sick to their stomachs, scientists treated the rodents with THCA. The raw cannabinoid acid reduced nausea behaviors in rats and vomiting in shrews, leading the study to conclude that the cannabis compound may be more potent than that of the THC for control of these conditions. Analgesic properties. In a 2008 study published in the Journal of Pharmacology and Experimental Therapeutics found that both THC and THCA are potent triggers for a cell receptor called TRPA1. This cell receptor is an important target for pain research. Mice without TRPA1 receptors show very little response to pain stimuli, indicating that the protein plays a vital role in pain sensation. The TRPA1 receptor is also thought to contribute to temperature sensing, which may be why compounds like THC tend to make people feel cooler. Where do you find THCA? The first way people are using THCA is through tinctures. Another way is through raw cannabis, which is an underappreciated superfood. Will we find raw leaves in grocery stores anytime soon? Not likely, huh? But they certainly should be. With such a wide variety of health benefits, it is understandable why many medical cannabis plants include raw cannabis into their treatment regimes. While some brands of full extract cannabis oil are kept raw, most patients get their daily dose of THCA by adding raw cannabis greens to their diet. Here are a few ways to use raw cannabis buds and leaves. Juicing, smoothies, blended salad dressings, raw salads, gently steamed greens, raw garnish, and raw sauces. Now, we've gone over the benefits of THCA. Now let me tell you a little bit about the pharmaceutical grade THCA is produced at Valley Medical Group. We use cold extraction on our cannabis plants. What that does is it produces THCA. If we need the use of THC, we simply heat the THCA oils that we extract for a full THC compound. There are over 120 chemicals compounds in the raw plant. However, once heated, that reduces down to a couple dozen compounds, which at this point, no one is quite sure what all of these different chemicals in the THC plant are good for. We know, as we stated earlier, some of these compounds are great for treatments in neurology and inflammation and other areas, anti-cancer. But it's still an unknown entity because vital research and development has not been allowed because of the United States Schedule 1 and their international push to keep it Schedule 1, which did not allow a lot of research and development. Now, other countries are going away from the Schedule 1 and allowing research and development into THC, THCA, the cannabis plant in the whole. At Valley Medical, We are working diligently to research the uses and protocols of THC, THCA, and CBD and cannabinoids. Well, I hope this little program helped you a little bit to understand what THCA is and what the difference between the non-psychoactive THCA and the psychoactive THC can do for you. We're in research and development. We find something new weekly. We'll keep you abreast of it. Thank you much. This is Gene Tatum with Valley Medical Group, www.valleymedgroup.com.